In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, our epistle reading today is an upbeat reading from the Apostle Paul. It seems to fit on a rainy weekend here in New York City. Paul encourages us in the book of Philippians to realize progress and joy in faith. Progress and joy in faith. For this month of October, our second reading will be going through highlights from Paul's letter to Christians in Philippi, a.k.a. the book of Philippians. Philippians, it's one of my favorite little books of the Bible. It's a short epistle in the New Testament. It's written by the Apostle Paul. The letter is written to Christians in ancient Philippi, a city in the Roman Empire. It's diverse. It's got the government. There's some similarities to New York City. Paul tells us in his letter, in our second reading today, that he is imprisoned. He's in jail. He's under arrest. And Paul writes Philippians from the context of a jail cell. And although Paul is in jail, his faith, his joy, just cannot be contained. His spirit is free and joyful in Jesus. And Philippians might be the happiest book of the entire Bible. Paul tells us in our second reading today that his imprisonment that has happened to him has really served to advance the gospel of Christ. Gospel, of course, means good news. And what Paul tells us is that even in the bad news of his life situation, is good news for Jesus Christ. He writes that the message of Christ, the good news, has been known throughout the imperial guard, the police, the soldiers, those guarding Paul. And Paul even says that all the rest, everyone that he is encountered, knows that his imprisonment is for Christ to advance the good news. And Paul then encourages his hearers to progress in faith and joy. A little background here might be helpful. The word joy and the related word rejoice is found throughout the book of Philippians. It's actually one of those main words of Philippians. You get rejoice, Paul says. Again, I say rejoice. You get joy, you get rejoice. It's big on joy. In a famous passage, Paul says that, rejoice always. And the background is helpful. The original biblical word here for rejoice is related to the word for grace. You can almost say that Paul is saying, rejoice again, rejoice, regrace. Again, I say regrace. We rejoice because we are in God's grace. And literally, it means to experience God's grace and favor is to be joyful. To be conscious of God's grace and favor is what makes happiness. To rejoice is to experience God's grace, or to experience it again anew, to be regraced. Philippians is a short book with that upbeat message of God's grace in Jesus. And it's a brief book that explores what it means to rejoice and experience God's graces even when things are bad, even when circumstances seem to go against us. Remember that Paul is writing Philippians while he is imprisoned. And while this is bad and a real struggle and pain for Paul, and as Paul writes in Philippians, he's not sure he's going to make it out. This is how the gospel and grace of God move forward. In our second reading, Paul tells his hearers to let their lives be worthy of the gospel and the good news of Christ. To stand firm in one spirit. To strive with one mind side by side for the faith of the gospel. Paul encourages his hearers not to be frightened in anything, to see challenges and sufferings as being in Christ and with Christ, to advance the gospel and the good news of Jesus. In other words, Paul encourages us not to be frightened or afraid. He encourages us to see challenges as sufferings, as for Christ and in Christ. That's the challenge for us, I think, from Philippians. It might be hard enough to be joyful, but to see sufferings and challenges as the way that God works to advance the kingdom, that's a challenge. You know, God has bestowed on us His favor. God our Father has sent Jesus Christ, full of grace, to save us from sin and death. We receive, right? We experience this presence, this grace, or this favor from God in Jesus Christ. We know that God, our Father, gave us His Son, Jesus, and God's favor rests on Jesus, and God's favor now rests on us who are called Christians, which means to be anointed with God's favor. It's ours in Christ Jesus that no matter what we go through, God doesn't take His favors away. And we progress in that faith and joy. And because of this, Paul encourages us not to be frightened or afraid. Now, it's true, in Paul's day, this was perhaps more acute. His first hearers were threatened with imprisonment for being Christian. But for us, I think it's a little more insidious. Fears and worries seemingly from everywhere. Uncertainties come in many forms. And it seems we're surrounded by uncertainty over health, future, money, work. You know, the list can go on and on. And we live in a country, after all, that is founded on the pursuit of happiness. And happiness often appears just like that, some pursuit that you never quite grasp, never a reality. And the word happiness is actually often associated with luck or chance, as if to be lucky or to have good luck in a world that often seems uncaring and against us. And while we work hard and manage what we have the best we can, happiness can be kind of elusive, can it? So Paul knows this. Paul's thinking ahead in the Spirit. He tells us in Philippians to rejoice, to progress in faith and in joy. The word rejoice in the Bible, right, is related to the word grace. And to rejoice is to experience God's grace and favor. Our faith in Jesus Christ, he says, advance in faith and joy. The faith is grounded in Jesus Christ, who gives grace and favor. The faith in Jesus is what makes joy, grace in God for all circumstances of life. To progress in faith is to progress in grace and in joy, to rejoice, to re-grace the gifts given in Christ Jesus. And that biblical word for grace is actually the opposite of luck or chance. God chose us in Jesus Christ. There was no luck or chance about it. God planned this from before the foundation of the world. You're the apple of His eye. He bestows His favor on you and me in Jesus our Savior. There are no accidents with God. There's no chance in God's love. He proves it by sending Jesus to die for us. And our faith and our relationship with God is not based on anything uncertain or any kind of chance that it might go away or even anything that we do. It's all based in faith on God and Jesus, who loves us and graces us and re-graces us. Knowing all this, Philippians wants us to think about how do we then struggle and advance in the uncertainties and sufferings of life. Remember, Paul is writing Philippians from jail, and although the book is happy, it's full of struggles for Paul, and he tells us to advance in faith and joy. It's a little letter. It's big on joy and grace. And Paul encourages us to see even the uncertainties and the struggles and the sufferings of life as opportunities to advance the good news of Jesus. You know, I have to say, over my years as pastor, I've been struck with how many times Paul's been right, with how many times fellow Christians will come to me and share how an illness or pain brought them closer to God and closer to others, how suffering advanced the good news of God's grace in Jesus in their lives, how even grief is a moment to confess the hope of Jesus. And over the years as pastor, I've been struck by how many simple acts of being honest and truthful at work, standing firm for what is right, has transformed Christians to be witnesses to others. It happens all the time. Doing the right thing in simple ways advances the good news of Jesus Christ. Paul, he knows what he's talking about. He's got street cred integrity. He knew firsthand uncertainties. He knew firsthand injustice. He knew firsthand struggles. And Paul also knew that luck or chance had nothing to do with it. God chose Paul in Jesus. God chooses us in Jesus to experience and live in God's grace, to be good news people, good news followers, good news tellers of Jesus. If our faith then is that good news, that's what we are to live in. Others will see this good news in us and through us. They will hear it. You know, it's unfortunate, right, that for many in our society I encounter, the Christian faith is categorized as moralistic, or Christians maybe even seen as mean-spirited. But as Christians, I think we know better. Like Paul, we experience God's grace and favor in Jesus. We're encouraged to progress in faith, but also in joy in the good news of Jesus. Use Philippians this week. Identify this week when and where we can bring some good news. Where can we re-grace and rejoice? Where can we bring the good news of God's grace to someone who needs it? Good news, not bad. Think and apply where we can be good news people instead of bad news critics. Paul encourages us to progress in faith, in joy, in grace, in regrace, all for the sake of Jesus. His grace, our good news to live. Amen.